This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Yalla, Bismillah, Alhamdulillah, Salatu Wassalam ala Rasulillah. Quickly, we're going to go through the quiz, and then we're going to go through the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam. Last week, we let some amazing things happen. We tried to play the story. So that next time when you hear the story, next time when you come to Taraweeh or Salat al-Isha, as today, inshallah, then you can live the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. These are like a very good role. And very specified fact to play the story, it will stay in your mind, and then it will help you derive lessons from it. So for some good news, which I do have, and I have to a lot of things to give away today, inshallah ta'ala. Please, only if you know the answer, raise your hands. If you don't know the answer, you can work next to your brother. Yeah. Put him next to your brother, Yusuf. How long has Yusuf remained here in the group? How long has Yusuf remained in the group? How long has Yusuf... If you know the answer, only raise your hands. Don't doubt it. If you don't know the answer, don't raise your hands. I'm not going to take anything from it. Ah, there you are. 3 days, how do we know? How long has Yusuf remained in the group? What is the group, by the way? Huh? What is the group? The well. But there's a difference between group and bear. In English, it's well, but there's a difference between jup and bear. We mentioned that last week. The jup is deeper, it is darker, maybe there's no water in it. And the bear is something that, that's not as deep as jup. Let's do that. Good luck. Let's do that. We don't know. There's no answer. There's nothing from the Quran that he stayed, one day or 2 days or 3 days. Allahu A'lam. But he stayed in the jup. As long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants him to stay, that he was soon, because he did not stay too long. He stayed there, they took his shirt off, which means he was cold as well, because inside the soup, dark, at night in the desert, those of you who've been to the desert, it gets really, really, really cold at night. So he was in the soup, shirtless, hungry, cold, scared, terrified. Maybe he could hear the sounds of scorpions and whatnot. It could be anything harmful. Could be inside this, what we call in English, web. Well, but the truth is something deeper. So how long? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a'lam. What does Allah mean by ashuddahu? فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ أَتَيْنَاهُ حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا. What is the meaning of ashuddahu? Aywaki. Maturity. What is maturity? Actually, maturity is right. But what is maturity? Because maturity, Allah gave it in number. What is that number? 40 sana. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ وَبَلَغَ 40 sana. So it says here, maturity or manhood. The manhood. Huh? So as I told the sisters last week, if your husband is not 40 years old, you're married a kid. You see, married a kid. So once he reaches 40 and up, then you're married, mashallah, a wise husband. What are the two types of ilm? Don't even raise your hands. What are the two types of ilm has Allah taught to Yusuf alayhi salam? The two types of ilm. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ What are the two types of ilm that Allah teach Yusuf alayhi salam? Is ayyuhu. Ayyuhu ilm? Yes, salam alayhi. Asham alayhi. Wisdom here, when we say, lahda, ilm al-deen and ilm al-dunya. Ilm al-deen, the knowledge of the deen, and the knowledge of the dunya. The wisdom is to be able to make those decisions, as you will see later on when the drought will happen in Egypt. We will have that wisdom on how to deal with it, and also the ilm of the dunya. I'll give you some chapters from Costco. I was told Costco is okay. Are they supporting? They don't. Only Walmart, Ayla? The other guys, McDonald's, yeah, okay, mashallah. Every kind of them. Unfortunately, it is the first time. So Costco is okay, because I stopped going there. So tell me it's okay if I can go back. Mention the 10 types of temptations. Mention the 10 types. And that's not the one where we talked about that sign. Ha ha ha! Ha ha ha! Ha ha ha! Yemen! I want 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Can you do it? Yalla, bismillah. You know, brothers and sisters, that in Yemen they get married very, very soon? You know that? When I was in the US, had I booked? Really? How much could I book already? When I was in San Francisco, it was like a huge Yemeni community. So when I was in San Francisco, I got married at 14, and my wife was 12, I was 13. Then the night of the wedding, after the wedding, he went to see his wife, they started crying together. He is just crying, and when she's crying, he said, we're late, one time, he's crying. You know what the story is? So are you married? How can you handle this? Well, what's that? Sometimes, on some places, you just have to go through. Yes.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Quick.
Young, beautiful,
queen. Thank you very much. And now he tried to introduce Yusuf alayhi salam. We talked about why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the name of Allah al-Wakil, if you remember, you know, this man, why this particular man bought him, or he purchased him as a slave, why particularly him, because he was sideless, his wife, and she was very beautiful. And we talked about, you know, how do we know she was beautiful? Because he was the minister. He was a big minister, so the minister was a probably married a beautiful woman. Woman. And she must have married a beautiful woman, so she was beautiful, and وَلَقَدْ هَمَّتْ بِهِ وَهَمَّ بِهَا لَوْلَا أَنْ رَآ بُرْهَانَ رَبِّهِ What does it mean, لَوْلَا أَنْ رَآ بُرْهَانَ رَبِّهِ See, he had all dream and would have done likewise had he not seen a sign from his Lord. What is Allah Azza wa Jalla meaning here by the son of his Lord? Burhan is here because you will find many translations or many explanations which are in fact wrong. Which are wrong. The actual, you know, more correct information is Burhan in Arabic means Bayyinah. Burhan. Evidence. Dalil. You know, Burhan. So here, Lawla Anra'a Burhan Abdi. As if he wants to translate this, had he seen the evidence from Allah, he would have done it. Stuck Allah. Yusuf is a prophet. He would have never committed, you know, something. So here he says, وَلَقَدْ هَمَّتْ بِهِ وَهَمَّ بِهَا She advanced towards him. يعني, she blessed on him. She seduced him. She unfurled to put up the most beautiful clothes and then the most beautiful things and whatnot. And then she locked the doors and then she called Yusuf. Yusuf came in at the stage, he came in, and then he locked the doors behind him, and then he told him, I'm all yours. Hi, Tana. Yeah, and I'm open. He told me, do whatever you want. Tana. So here we have Abdulhan. Rabbi Abdulhan is the knowledge and the yaqeen from his Lord. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is tempted him. Allah has told him, you go and throw a test right here, Yusuf. Don't fall into the trap, and you are not going to fall into the trap because Allah is with you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you from the seduction of her because it's not on her. Allah, Allah, Allah. Yes, look what I'm giving you. You should answer this question right. It's not just her. It's not just her. One, carry on, school your kids. There's chocolate here. There's and that's for 3 meals and 3 dollars. The question is, it was not just her. Try to introduce him. There were 3 against 1. Three against one. What do you mean? Shaitan, 3 against 1. I said 3 against 1. 3 against 1. 3 against 1. 3 against 1. I can't talk to the boy because I want the full answer. I want the full answer. If you come here, I will not deal with you. So just follow. You're just wasting your time. You're wasting your time here too. I saw that right in the back. Allah, 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 Allah. Did you hear? Shaitan, nafs, the evil. Who's the worst enemy? Your worst enemy is not Shaitan. Your worst enemy is your ego. You know, which is her ego, saying, here's my space. So, and then the Shaitan is one of three against one. What the hell is that? That's what my head is. So, the Muslim is good. Brothers and sisters, there is something similar that happened. I'm going to summarize it for you. Please keep your children quiet. Please keep that going on. Please. Brothers and sisters are good. But, how do? Today, you are his dad, please. Are you? You are his dad. And so, today you're his dad, okay? Yes. There's something similar that happened not too long ago. Yes, in the era of Abu Khattab. A man by the name of Abdullah ibn Hudayfa, a Sudanese. Very amazing question. He got caught as a prisoner of war. It's a long time, he's going to summarize it for us. Prisoner of war. In the era of Abu Khattab by the Romans. So they got him. And then they killed him. So the Kaiser, Caesar, came to him and he said, you know, I can set you for free, but you have to change your religion. Change your religion. He said, I will never change my religion. Do as you wish. We're going to kill you. Let's kill me. I will never change my religion. So they tried to kill him, but it didn't happen. And then at the end, they threw him into jail. As they threw him into jail, he did something interesting. They called and they starved him. They starved him. He's insane and no food, no water. On top of that, what they thought, they said, this guy's young, very far from his wife and his family. He's single, yani now here, he's young and he's manhood, yani he has to tell him, right? So they said, what are we going to do? We're going to send him a woman inside. So they brought him this woman, she's the woman of the street, and then she went in, and then she locked the doors, just like that. She locked the doors, welcome back as an Abraham. And then she went to him. What did he say? Just like Yusuf. Ma'ad Allah, inna halabdi. So he brought in, because very soon what's going to happen, in fact, very soon what's going to happen, sit down, and the bad girl, you're going to be the bad girl today. And you're the good girl. So what happened? You know, very soon, when we go back to Yusuf alayhi salam. So here, Abdullah ibn Hudayfa, he's running. And then she's running after him. And not only that, you know, okay, he could see her, but he's not, you know, he's not even, because he's naked. So what did he do? Oh, he did not get close. And then she's running after him. He's running after her. Goes in his eyes. Ma'ad Allah. Leave me alone. In the Rabbi. Ahsan al-Nasuwa. Just like Yusuf alayhi salam. She tried to find that all in vain. She came out. She locked the door. She locked the door. Get me out. Ahsan al-Nasuwa. What happened? Did he do it? Did he fall into this thing? She says, Wallahi, me ala bakr am ala hazar. She said, I don't know whether I'm a female or male. I don't know whether this guy is a human being or rock. I try, but he did not do nothing. He didn't even look at me. SubhanAllah, a kid from the US, he went to this in New York, in this visit, and then he became friends with a Moroccan. So he came back some time later, you know, 3 years later, he came back and asked about that Moroccan guy. He said, no, that Moroccan guy has become a billionaire. But what do you want me? He has become a billionaire. Billionaire is. What happened? He was in New York, came in the very first of all, this is the time of the World Trade Center. He was taking, it was like 104 or whatever, and then he was going up. And then it was this woman, a beautiful girl. He went with him into the elevator. And then, you know, this woman, and you know this, right? You know this. So, a beautiful woman, she comes in, you know, they do all these things, they want you to look at them, right? So what happens when a woman, she throws everything that you don't look at her, what happens? Just say your wife will say, okay, I'm just, you know. No? She looks so hey. No, here, the wife, the lady, she's gonna go crazy. How come he doesn't look at me? You know what I'm saying? How come he's just he's not looking at me? He goes crazy, he has to look. She's not everything, but the body is that. And then he came out from that, you know, the elevator, she followed him. Excuse me. I said, the guy was yes. Sir, excuse me. Why are you not looking at me? I need to ask you a question. Sorry, can I help you? Yeah, he's asking to my person who's now not supposed to because my religion forbids me from looking at him. She's a very Jewish woman. And then she was, well, I'm a Muslim, and he talked about Islam, and his eyes are gone. He says, I am a billionaire. I have different than that. I want to marry you. Would you marry me? Well, my husband, I would. Moroccan. Hey, Moroccan, but he's not me. Huh? No, I don't know. He married her, but after she became a Muslim. He did her. He calls out her. But anyway, he did not look at her. So the thing is here, after looking at Rebecca, he did not look. And under the seven, that would be under the shades of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the seven categories. One of them is when the woman tried to, you know, he tried to commit haram, but subhanAllah, he said, don't you commit in zina. He will be under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alright, let's go back. What's the baqalba? Now you got it, anybody part. What's the baqalba? Run. Don't run too fast. You run after him. Run. You run. And then cross him from here. What's the baqalba? Don't forget to look at him. Where did he go? He was going towards the door. He wants to come out. He wants to leave. He doesn't go, actually. Don't go there. He's gonna get you. And then he's going after him. They were going towards the door, and then she pulled him from here, and then she ripped his t-shirt from the back. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, as soon as they stepped, he opened the door, she managed, but then she did the t-shirt, and then she put her hand down, they opened the door, who was there? The husband. I wish. Not the hospital, the husband. The husband was there. And then now the husband. Who's the bad guy? The husband is a bad guy. So another bad guy, you're the bad guy in the hospital. Alright? You're the hospital. So here's the hospital, the husband, you know, and then she comes and she says, يَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ أَرَادَ بِكَ حِلِكَ سُوَانِي إِلَّا أَنْ يُسَدَاءُ الْعَذَابُ الْأَلِيمُ. And then he looks at her, he says, what is the punishment of someone who wants to do something bad to your wife? And she's accusing you, so he says, no, what happened? What happened? Nothing. That's why he's a bad husband. He didn't do Why is he saying this? I'm not going to talk to you again. Why is he saying this? Not this, not. Why is he saying, Inna ayyuz mela, look how I'm saying here. And the shirt once again. The shirt is amazing. Shirt when he was a boy, shirt when he became an adult, and the shirt later on that he's going to shirt his back to bring back his fight. Three times he's shirt, 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 shirt. So what's going to happen right here? He said something right here. Illa ayyuzdana aw adabun ameen. Because what is the penalty for someone who tries to violate your life? Except if he imagine it isn't mature and then painful punishment. Okay, so
here, oh, the third
come from here. So the spirit comes from here. Yeah, I mean, you know, there's a difference. If the spirit was born from here, she's pushing him out. He's going to be right here if the spirit was born from here. I'm trying, but she's pushing him. But how about if the spirit is born from here? What is he doing? He's running, and I'm bringing him to me. Come to me, Habibi, many times. Don't go. My love, don't go. So this is him, she's crying. But if the spirit is from here, he's coming to her, but here she is. Yeah, but I mean, he's coming to her, but he's trying to push him away. So this is what this man will say. Why is Yana coming to his the Kamis in Arabic is the shirt. But in the shirt, he's torn from the back, then he has died, and he spoke to, and he spoke the truth. So the Mala'ah Kamis Kahu. So the Mala'ah. When your husband saw, it's not just the husband that saw. We have that witness. The shirt was torn from the back. What did he say? He says, Father, in the home, in case in the case of Kunnabin, it is from the cutting of you women. Indeed, your cutting is so severe, so soon here. This is what it says here in Kanakamito. And then the man says, Look. I said here something called prestige. He said, this lady, the husband, Yusuf, Arif Anhada. And he said, Yusuf, please don't mention this, don't talk about this. Yusuf, be quiet. Be quiet. And was suffering in the big, and you, it's different from you. You know, you're the wife. So this is what's happening. You're the husband, you are the wife, you are the wife, I am the husband, and he's the witness. Oh, yeah, the witness. So here, when the chief, the pastor, he said to me, look, he says, this is sure, he's born from the south. He's right. If the shirt is torn from the back, he is right. So I'm looking, where is the shirt? The shirt, I don't know, that's really curious. The shirt is torn from the back, so he goes right there again. Don't do this. So he just said one thing, the husband. I'm going to ask you, all the husbands right here, I need to ask you a question. The husband tells, the bad husband, I tell you, he tells, I'm a good guy. He says to Yusuf, please don't mention this. Keep it. And I don't talk about it. You make the fight. Keep it all over. We're all done. That's all he did. Brother, if why number one, why the husband? Why the husband did not do nothing else? Why the husband didn't kill Yusuf? Or why the husband did not divorce her? Scandal? Because of the scandal? Which is why, Hassanah? He's worried about his position. He's worried about the Christians. He's worried about, what would people say? I am the so-and-so. My wife is cheating on me. You should be quiet. You make the squad. Let's go to the feast of Allah. It's all closed. It's all gone. And here, something this is very important, very extremely important, but keep on understanding that you either if you are both my son, you would understand. Why? Because there are only four people, that's number one. Four people. And he told Yusuf, don't mention. So taking Yusuf, he's not gonna go around and say, God, you know what happened to me today? You know what happened to me? If you talk to tell either the wife, you would never go around and say, girls, ladies, you know what happened to me, you know what I did to Yusuf? He's not going to do that. And then the minister, the priest, would he go around, guys, come here. You know what my wife did today? He's not going to do that. You know, even the witness, the trustee, he's not going to go and divulge the secret of his king. No, he's not going to be here. So what happened? People, it's not going to be done because of him. What do you think of such words from all the heavens? What do you think of such a husband? Where is the manhood? Huh? What do you call him? No ghira. There's no ghira. You know what ghira has done? Ghira. Ghira, there's no protective jealousy. Then you know that the detail of people, Jack Locker, that they will be disregarded in your judgment.